a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I think we need to have a special sting where we're like, joom, interjection.
Ooh.
Or, you know, what a tangent topic, where we stop down what we're going to do and focus on something obscure that we mentioned in the last break, like, what's 800 metres?
All right, so if you're just catching up, for the last couple of days there's been the possibility of snow above 800, and we're thinking, where?
And why is it in our weather chat? You know?
Well, quite often, bless the people at Elders, they're good at their job, but quite often they'll tell us what's going on about the ranges. And I think,
is that, which ranges? Are that Grampian?
Dandenong ranges. What do I care about?
Yeah.
Why?
Unless it's going westerly, which is, it just doesn't happen.
No,
does
we
it?
Just get bundled in with the Melbourne gear, I reckon. That's part of it. So high cities and towns and villages in Victoria, there's only one that's over 800.
Okay.
And it's Dinner Plain.
Dinner Plain?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Near Hotham.
Okay.
Right. It may, you know what you need to do is watch Backroads. Do I still have that theme music?
Always with the Backroads.
It always comes back to Heather and Backroads.
No, because last time I got confused and I had nothing to watch. And I said, oh, Tom told us to watch this thing. And I thought it was Backrooms. Went to a completely different place. Oh, and I was like, this is so Tom. And
really?
I just did not want
to. Okay. I'll have to look that up.
And I just did not want to continue.
Essentially, there's Dinner Plain is 1,578 metres high, so it's a fair way up there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the next highest one is Trentham, which is 701, and then Omeo 660, the elevation.
So why do we care?
Well, I think it's mountain-based because I've got a list here of 50 mountains in Victoria, and they're all at least 1,600 metres.
Okay, all right. So if you're in between, maybe you're going to a mountain today, just know that between here and there, you're likely to encounter some possible snow.
Yep. So I think we've all learned something today.
Chains? Does it say anything about chains on there?
No, it's a website. The chain thing is when you get there, when you're on the road.
Oh, great. So I've driven there and I'm about to go up the mountain. They say, no chains. And I'm like, where do you get that? And they're like, so what you want to do is you want to make a U-turn. The next town's 50 Ks down the road.
Yep.
And also, well, it'll cost you per wheel, per chain because snow.
That's why then you just go, all right, Fast and Furious, High Country Drift.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Lingy's here. G'day.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Log. Hope
Mate.
You're both going very, very well. Log, what have you done to our wonderful barista that gets the coffees in the morning?
Why?
What? Have you Marley? Fired something on social media at her?
No, why?
What did you do?
Why?
Usually it's me doing something.
Why would you have done
upset?
This? I brought in the coffees this morning, and thank you very much for buying them.
That's okay.
I brought them in. I noticed, what's on the top of your cup?
Tom.
I've got Lingy. What have you got on yours?
Almond.
How impersonal.
You don't get your name on your coffee.
I used to get Log and a Love Heart.
Yeah.
Yes, you've done something, haven't you?
What you've have you done?
I don't know.
Search through your brain.
I thought yesterday you said you wanted to give my brain a hug.
Oh,
what
I did.
Would you do this
now
commonly?
I want to diss your brain.
Okay. Maybe it's because, remember the last time we were all in there together? And you had a dream about her, Tom, and it was not in a weird way, but then Lingy made it out like it was in a weird way.
And then
I said, oh, I'll send you the audio.
So you
and
know
then I
Tom's
forgot.
Not a weirdo.
Yeah, so you know Tom's not a weirdo, and then I forgot.
You never did. I think it might be more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that might result in me not having my name on there as opposed to you.
Tom, Lingy and Almond.
I am an Almond.
Tom, Lingy and Almond
Milk
from
me.
Mimosa Homes. No. I knew you were going there.
Activate me.
All right. Pete.
I'll just wear
proper sunscreen. That's
okay.
What I was.
Yeah.
I'll just let you stew on that for the rest of the day of what you've done to diss Marley.
Thank you. That's good.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, sometimes you might say that I can be a bit stressed and a little bit me, but not always.
No, mate. You're fine.
Yeah. 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 And also, with Jimmy James being in our beautiful house, and I say our house because...
Well, if you own all the furniture.
No, so I just want to let you know something.
Yeah.
I think I told you last week or the week before about the fact that we've got a bit of a mattress problem situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He likes the hard mattress.
Yep.
And he's been sleeping in the spare room.
Mm.
And I like my own mattress. And so I've been sleeping in the normal room. And then I'm like, well, we can't. It's a slippery slope because you have such good sleeps when you're by yourself. And then you just become roommates that have relations.
No.
Okay. So, so I said to him, all right, let's move the mattress. So last night we did a swap. Swapping a mattress is hard. Why don't all mattresses come with handles?
I know that is one thing I do think.
Why
don't they have the handles on the side? Because they're so handy.
They're so heavy as well. Yeah.
It's
nearly
like a
went through
dead
the window.
Weight, isn't it?
Nearly went through the window multiple times. And then he was pushing it and I was pulling it and he kept pushing it fast and I nearly went through the wall. Like just crazy stuff. Anyway, as I lifted up my mattress, the soft one.
The soft one.
I found an old nail that had snapped over 2 years ago when I I put it. It was still under there. He's like, "What's that?" I'm
from
like, "Oh, that's
finger.
One of my nails."
Oh, disgusting!
Gross. Been sleeping on nails.
You didn't feel that, like Princess and the Pea style?
No, I didn't. But I will now let you know that the hard mattress is now in the marital bedroom.
Mm.
Okay. And I'm a nice person.
Oh, so that's... I didn't get where this was going. That's your claim of you being such a great person, such a nice person.
Yes. I have given up the soft mattress for James because his back is sore and he needs the hard mattress.
And how's that working out for you?
Yeah, no, I didn't complain about it at all. Either when we were making the bed last night, I did say to him, don't ask for anything ever again.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Hey, Lingy, did you get saw your head on the news yesterday on Channel 7?
Yes.
Did you see you got your hand on the Premiership Cup? Is that a Premiership Cup in your pants or are you just happy to be on radio?
See how he rolls the same gear all the time?
I haven't done that one yet.
I'm feeling like a little bit of tension building up between you two.
Activate
your almonds.
Yeah.
No,
activating. No one gets it now, see?
The Premiership Cup was in Geelong yesterday, Tommy. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And I did get to go along and be part of that little part of the tour with Meg McDonald, AFLW captain. And, of course, I made a whole bunch of statements about the fact the Cats are going to win the Premiership and this and that. And then you read it the next day in print. You're like, why don't you just shut up?
Do you have to wear gloves when you hold it?
No. The Melbourne Cup you do. I've held the Melbourne Cup, but you have to wear those white gloves.
How come you don't have to with the Premiership Cup?
Well, when you've won one, you're allowed to.
Oh, okay.
Did you get to drink out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny though.
Did you bathe in it?
I was talking about
Did you throw it from one boat to another?
No, Tom Brady style.
Yeah.
And Gronk. No, I was talking about this only yesterday. Everyone said, "Oh, did you drink from it?"
Yeah.
I said, "You know what? That's what I had to do the first time we won one. Have a quick drink of it."
Yeah.
But then I looked down and realized the number of different drinks that had been added, the number of people that had been handed around to drink from it.
It's like when you,
and I had just this epiphany of, I don't want to drink from this ever again.
Yeah.
I guess it's good because it's a new one every year, isn't it? It's a different, because,
so
not
you get
like
to keep it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they just print all the winners on the...
No. One cup for 1 year. You know, call it 2011 cup is at Geelong in the trophy cabinet.
It's in the window.
Very cool.
It's the entrance.
In tennis, how they're kind of like, they've got the plate and then I'm pretty sure they keep the plate and then they make you a fake one.
No plate. Each player gets a replica.
No plate. Here, no plate.
Each player gets a replica.
Oh, that's cute.
Cup.
What do you mean, like actual size or mini size?
No, like mini size. What's that? Call it half a foot?
Cute. Yeah.
10 centimetres?
They are they're beautiful, they're well made, they're proper pewter, whatever it's made out of.
Yeah, right.
Dodsy, for her footy colours day at work yesterday, dressed up in my full old playing kit, looked hilariously wonderful. decided to take along one of my little replica cups.
That's what she drank her coffee out of
to work, yeah, and was handing it around and all that, just thinking it was maybe a little bit of a toy. I'm like, no, they're the actual replica cups that each player who plays in it gets. Can you not lose that?
Yeah.
It's worth a lot of money
if we
and a lot of sentimental
money?
Value.
If we fall on hard times, straight to Cashies. They've already guaranteed you a deal, haven't they? It's part of the deal.
People are calling up right now. I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
Wink,
I'll
wink,
buy
nod,
it.
Nod. Yeah. Oh, nod, wink, wink. I don't know, I got that one wrong.
Somehow, simultaneously. I think it's wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You're not street smart, are you, Cameron?
I knew as soon as I said it, I got it wrong.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We might have to change cafes.
What's happened?
Hey, I don't need to change cafes.
What's
Marley
happened?
And I have got it. So, Grounds of Society, each morning I go
and
pick up our coffees.
And this is not a paper presentation, by the way. We buy our coffees every day.
And we love them.
Every single day. And Marley and I get along unbelievably well, have a great chat.
She's always been great chat with me as well,
yeah,
even when you made things weird, Lingy.
Yeah, I simply stated that Tom had a dream about it. We made it clear that
you
it wasn't
you did throw
an,
him
in a,
under the bus in a very
dream.
Awkward situation, so much so that my brain took a second to catch up. I didn't know what was happening.
I can't believe he just did that.
I was like, oh! Yeah.
But things have turned a different way. I picked up the coffees this morning and your coffee had Tom written on the top. My coffee had Lingy written on the top.
Mine normally has Log with a Love Heart, and I haven't noticed that it's.
And it just simply had Almond written on it this morning.
Well, I thought maybe someone else was making the coffees and all of us, because I never see the coffee cup, so I didn't realise that it had Tom and Lingy on.
Yeah. And then and I brought it up, and we thought we'd ring Marley and have a quick chat, just see if there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Tommy, did you try?
Yeah, so I didn't get to speak to Marley because she didn't want to come to the phone. I just spoke to her off air during the news, said,
are
hey,
we
better talk to us in 5 minutes. And she said, look, I don't really, like, yeah, all right. Kind of, she seemed a little bit annoyed. And so then I was like, okay, we'll just call you during the next song. And if you can talk to us, you can talk to us. If you can't, you can't. And then I spoke to the other lady who's there with her, and Marley is not interested in having a chat to us at the moment. She might be open to talking to us further down the track.
Is it because I mentioned something about almond milk?
I think you went in too hard.
I didn't go in hard, though. That was the whole point. I said, why is almond milk and soy milk more expensive nowadays when it used to be a niche milk back in the day? But I wasn't ranting, which, yes, I rant a lot. But in that specific time, I wasn't ranting because I just put it to the people
to ask.
This isn't me ranting, Lingy.
Really? This isn't you ranting?
Oh,
I feel sorry for
understand.
Jimmy Jones.
I don't
Tommy,
know what you've
maybe
done.
We, maybe you and I head down and just have a chat and sort of see.
Apologise on Loggy's behalf for
whatever
sorry, it is
Marley.
That she did.
I'm sorry, any barista that I've offended. I don't know what I've done. I feel really bad.
There are certain people you don't want to annoy. Jesus, Father Christmas, and your barista, yeah?
Look, 1,000%, if I've said something or done something, I'm actually really sorry.
So when I spoke to her during the news, I've never heard her sound so flat and disinterested because she's usually a great chat, so I don't know what you've done, mate.
In Marley's defence.
Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's you having creepy dreams about her.
Oh, come on, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Who's throwing who under the bus now?
Exactly.
You've turned on
Tommy.
And
maybe you, Lingy, just because your face. I don't know what to say. I feel really bad.
I feel it's important to specify the dream.
It was nothing.
We were at a party at her house and she wasn't there and I don't know why.
Exactly. Yeah, Lee made it sound worse, and I said I was going to send the audio, and I never did. Maybe that's why.
Her friends were mean to me, and I was sad.
I don't know. Marley, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I don't know what I've done. Do all baristas hate me? Is this like a barista thing?
Yes.
Do they all hate me?
Yes, I think they do. I think you need to stop drinking coffee.
Oh, man. All right.
For many reasons, but also because
more the ranty reasons.
Yeah.
Watch this space. We'll have to work out what's going on.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A lot of people chatting about King Charles and his time at Geelong Grammar back in the 60s.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's highlighted. It's all over the world news and everything right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And So he was there for two terms back in 1966. Now, there's a guy called Richard. Now, Richard, also a pupil at Geelong Grammar during this time. And apparently he has kept some of Prince, well, not Prince Charles. That's going to be hard to get out of.
Yeah, really is.
Charles III.
King Charles, I'm not saying the third. King Charles, sorry. King Charles's hair for more than 50 years.
Sorry, hair, did you say?
He's kept his hair as a memento.
Cool.
What, like cutting a ponytail off type thing? Was
yeah.
Was Charlie wearing it long back then?
Charlie was wearing it long back then. So Richard said that he visited a barber and he was waiting to get his hair cut and the then prince was sitting in the chair at the barber. Got a haircut.
Yep.
And then Richard was like, well, I might take some of that. Scooped it up off the floor.
And put it in his mouth.
Put it in an envelope. Tom, an envelope. And he's kept it ever since. He says, I must say, it's a different... No, well, he's not British. I must say, it's a different colour than the hair we see today.
Oh.
It got me thinking, all right, a lot of people can have these weird celebrity keepsakes.
Yeah, like mementos.
Mementos. I mean, Tom famously has one in his... work cupboard.
In my drawers, I've got Ben Gillies in my work office drawers. I've got Ben Gillies from Silverchair, the drummer from Silverchair, when he came and visited and with his beautiful wife, he left half a water bottle. And now I've got like a half full water bottle still, like 18 months on, 2 years on, more. Yeah. 3 years on.
Is the water going a little bit questionable?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Are you sure? The drawer at the back. You take a sip of it every morning. That's what I heard.
No, I just waft it under my nose.
I also have a napkin from Lisa McCune because Blue Heel is filmed next door to my house for 2 days. And we got the signatures and Elise had a napkin and I was, 11 at the time. So I kept that.
You grabbed the napkin?
I grabbed the napkin.
Is it a... kind of napkin is it?
No, it's just like a standard, because they had like the food trucks and everything there.
Oh, like paper napkin or a material one?
Just your standard silk napkin. No, it's not a silk one.
Just a plain white serviette is what you're saying.
Yeah, like serviette. Yeah, okay. And I folded that up and I kept it with the signatures.
Like in one of those.
And PJ signed my thing too. The character, not the person.
PJ Hashem.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Wow.
Weird celebrity.
Real weird. Both of you are kind of weird as well. You're right there with Richard and his King Charles's hair. What?
I reckon there'd be people out there with weird stuff of Lingy's.
That's exactly what I reckon.
Yeah. You might not have kept other celebs' weird stuff, but you are one, mate. So that means people would be keeping weird. Anyone ever go through your rubbish?
I hope
that
not.
That kind of gear.
Hairbrush.
Yeah.
Oh, keeping some of those locks. I mean, that's a collector's edition.
That is.
Julie from Highton, what about you? Do you have a weird celebrity keepsake?
Well, I don't know if it's weird, but I do have a drumstick from Liberty DeVito, who is Billy Joel's drummer, back in the 90s. Was at his concert and ended up, long story, but ended up on the front row at the stage.
Yeah.
And Liberty is doing his... twirl with his drumsticks and flicked it across the stage and I reached out and I'll be having that. Thank you very much.
It didn't hit you in the head or anything? You just caught it?
No. I was all arms. Give me the drumstick. Get out of my way. I'm taking it.
I like that,
amazing.
Julie.
It was fantastic. I still got it. It's awesome.
Tanya from Hamlin Heights is joining us too. Tanya, what interesting keepsake have you got from a celeb?
Okay. I do every Hanson tour, as all my friends and family know.
Yeah.
I've actually got three Hanson items. I've got Isaac Hanson's half-drank water bottle from 2004.
That's cooler than mine.
I've got a set list from 2017.
Yeah.
And I've got Taylor Hanson's Sharpie that he just forgot to get back off me when I was getting the signature.
Oh, my God! That's so cool! And have you ever thought about selling them?
Well, I actually personally won a Christmas Hanson blanket that was personally announced by them, and my husband actually wants to put it on eBay for starting bids about $10,000.
Wow.
$10,000?
I guess if it's a collector's
item. Signed. Trust me, Hanson fans will pay for it.
OMG.
Oh, Tony and Cario, what's your quirky celebrity keepsake, mate?
So I've actually got a glove from back in the early 90s from our garbage man, who was the one and only Mr. Boodle Hocking.
Oh, when Buddy used to do the garbage round.
Used to do the garbage round.
Yeah.
He got his glove.
I got his glove. It was just before, I believe it was Adelaide Geelong, played in the grand final. Went out with my sisters to see him go past because, you know, that's what you do when a rock star drives past on a truck full of rubbish.
Yeah.
And got given one of his gloves and he signed it for me and still have it to this day.
Oh, the great Buddha Hockey. And we'll be coaching in another grand final this week for Leopold in the GFL against St Mary's. Yep.
Did he sign at Whiskers?
He did, actually, because it was just after the Whiskers ad campaign.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Well, that's going to put a bit of money behind it.
That's a pretty cool... I reckon that's a very cool keepsake. All right, Michelle.
Michelle, in Hamlin Heights. What is your celebrity keepsake?
Well, I went out with Gary Hocking, Buddha Hocking, when I was in my 20s for quite a while. And sorry, like the other bloke. And he was living with an elderly lady up in Highton with his brother. And I went up to the house and we were chatting. And I picked up these plastic glass holder that you put, you know, those plastic chains you put on your glasses.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
To keep them on your head.
And his brother, they were his. And he goes, "Oh, you can have them." I'm like, okay, cool. And I've still got them, the plastic chain.
Who knew that people had so much Buddha Hockey memorabilia just in there, just random stuff.
Stuff he knows about and some stuff he doesn't know about either.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Weird, quirky keepsakes that you've got from celebrity encounters. I've got the half-drunk water bottle from Silverchair's Ben Gillies.
Mm-hmm. And a guy called Richards has some hair from... he was Prince Charles, now he's King Charles.
Yeah,
the
and
third.
You've got...
I've got Lisa McCune's napkin.
Napkin, right. So we had some Hanson gear in there.
Yes.
Two lots of Buddha Hocking gear.
Yeah.
A weird amount of Buddha Hocking merchandise as well. And ordinarily we would leave it there before the news, but I thought this one was too good to turn down. So Claire from Melbourne, good morning.
Morning.
You've got a bit of merch, don't you?
I have. A bit of dirty merch.
Yeah. What is it?
One of Lingy's footy socks after a game.
Really, Claire?
Did you wash it?
No.
Why would you? Where'd you get it?
So my nephew's got a pass into the club one time. This was like at least 7 years ago. It could have been 10. So with them and... Yeah, we were just roaming around to all the fellas, and obviously Lingy must have taken your boots and socks off, so I kind of picked one up.
You would have been, after that, you'd have been like, "Where's me?
Where's my damn sock?"
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
We're also going to need the details of your mate who had the pass, because he is absolutely banned now. Yes. Okay, Claire?
Is that my lucky sock? It wasn't just before the 2008 grand final, was it, Claire?
Oh, no. It was just during the home and away season.
No, I'm only staring, yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm so glad we finally got someone that had a piece of random merchandise from Cameron Lee.
Yay, well done, Claire.
We'll have to get, if you ever come to Geelong and come into K-Rock, he will sign that sock for you, okay?
Bring the sock.
Okay, no worries.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
right.
Claire.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.